Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. Rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahakian coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, back on the mainland off the island of Maui, and here to celebrate more enlightening, inspiring Monday mornings with you here on the mainland. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. If you're listening to the show for the first time, my name is Lisa Sahakian, and you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio, where we tune in, turn on, and check into something higher inside of us each and every Monday morning. You can listen in for motivation. You can listen in for inspiration. You can just listen in with your comments, with your judgments. In fact, we've got live Q&A today. If you have any questions and you want to call in, you're always welcome to call me in at 646-716-9768. 646-716-9768. That's the live on-air show number for live Q&A. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. And so we get together every Monday morning and we talk about what is enlightening, how to really learn to enlighten up even in the midst of life's challenges. I know a lot of people on the planet are, quote, going through things, and there are a lot of shifts and changes happening, not only within us but all around us. But the only shift that's happening is within us. The only shifts, the only changes, the only real experience that we're happening is the experience that's happening that's coming from the inside of us. Everything on the outside is an outpicturing of what's happening on the inside. So what we do with Enlighten Up Radio, we offer tools of transformation. So as you go in, as you become more self-aware, self-evolved, self-realized, in your self-mastery, you have more tools for that transformation. It helps life become a lot easier. So we ask you to create tribe, create community, share this information with friends, talk about what we talk about it on Enlighten Up Radio with the people in your lives, dare to share information that's out of the box with people who aren't necessarily in your tribes. Because here's what I know. Having done this show, international radio show, for over almost a year and a half now, what I've learned is that there's really only one tribe on the planet. There's only one tribe on the planet. And just take that in for a minute. Only one tribe. Only one tribe. So what does that mean? Well, what that means in relation to what we're talking about for the purposes of the show is everywhere I go on the planet, we were just talking about what's going on inside is what's going on the outside. So everywhere I show up on the planet, there's a very high level of service, a high level of conversation of oneness that happens. People disclose very specific spiritual information for me that is very intimate, very personal, and I don't necessarily solicit it or ask for it. It's just the energetic that I carry. The reason why people speak this thing into my space, the reason why I've manifested this type of dialogue so naturally, so innately, it's because it's really a part of my being. I have been on a path specifically, regardless of it's a path or whatever, I have been focusing, concentrating, creating a habit of a higher way of living. You don't have to call it spirituality. You don't have to call it religion. But I have been focusing on a higher way of living, higher outcomes, higher thought forms. And because of that, as I get body chills and affirmations all over my body, because of that, I am creating a different life experience for myself. So the path is truly golden. The path is truly paved before me. The table is set before me. All of these wonderful terms, analogies, examples that are spiritual or biblical or whatever you want to call it, these fables, these stories have truth in them, have capital T truth. They have truth in them because as we start to learn these principles, cultivate more spiritually intelligent ways of thinking, being, moving in the world, as we start cultivating this kind of stuff, we start seeing the outpicturing of who we are, what we're doing, our thoughts on the physical, on the external. So what I'm experiencing is a tremendous compound interest in a lot of spiritual work that I've done. Now, spirituality shows up as soon as you surrender and say yes, the light turns on and everything starts happening. So you don't have to wait for it to show up. What I'm saying is, my spirituality shows me instant gratification in the moment of higher thought forms. And over time, the accumulated conscious compound interest is showing up in tremendous ways right now. I'm very, very grateful. So when I show up in the different places on the planet, like right now, I have the opportunity of a very, very dear friend of mine who is gifting me a place to stay. It first showed up as, oh my gosh, where am I going to land? Because I really didn't expect to show up in LA as quickly as I did time. I really thought I was going to be on the island for about another month. The reason why I'm sharing these personal stories is because I want you to hear how I process things. Now, how I do things is how I do things, but I know that it's inspirational to you. So take the information, use what you need, utilize it in your life, and then discard whatever you don't need. So because of this accumulated compound interest in consciousness that I've created, I'm starting to see a lot of my mirrored generosity over the years, my mirrored givingness, my mirrored servitude, whatever it is, it's there and it's showing up for me now, not only because I created it and cultivated it, but because I'm also allowing myself to receive it. What I did on Maui was really cultivate a very high degree, a new baseline, a reboot, a starting point of self-love, of self-mastery for myself. So whatever I teach, I am experiencing in my own life. So whenever I teach it, it's not only a theoretical knowing that I've read from a book over the years of accumulated information, but it's also an experiential knowing of life itself. So if you're listening to the show for the first time, this is Lisa Sahakian. You're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. And so what we do is we really gather every Monday morning, and we share this enlightening information with each other. And if there are any live Q&A callers, there's always that opportunity to share any questions or comments that you have. So we come together, we cultivate this higher level of consciousness where we're able to really have a better, less bitter, more effulgent life experience. And that's what Enlighten Up Radio does. So I also have our YouTube channel, Enlighten Up, Inspired Living YouTube channel. If you just Google Lisa Sahakian, you'll pull up all the information that's out there on me. But that information is out there because it's really about raising the consciousness, raising your vibration in consciousness through your thoughts, through your actions, through your deeds, through your way of living, and really incorporating it. So there's a lot of free content on my YouTube channel. And I'm always offering that free 10-minute coaching, self-mastery coaching session, so you can start learning to empower, inspire yourself, live a life of a vibrant, dynamic life of health and wealth and happiness, and really learn to live your mission. So I was gifted this opportunity to go to Maui that I created for myself. And now I'm back on the mainland. And what's happening on the mainland is really quite lovely. My experience has been quite different. I went to Agape International Spiritual Center for the first time, of course, touched base, landed, grounded myself with my beloved Agape community. And, you know, we're celebrating the season for nonviolence and peace at Agape right now. And I'm feeling called to share more information, the teachings of Gandhi, the passive, non-resistant, and nonviolent communication, and really constantly, learning how to constantly be in a state of mindful, mesmerized consciousness, a mindful state of being mesmerized. And what happens in a life, in a lifestyle where we start living more peacefully from the inside out, when we start having better thoughts, when we start really seeing the possibility that there are many galaxies but only one tribe, when we really start seeing the truth, the oneness, the through line, the string theory, whatever you want to call it, the one source, when we start really know, not only seeing the physical outpicturing expressions of it, so we can have a tangible, tangible working knowledge of faith in action, which is always nice, but really what starts happening in our meditation practice is we start cultivating a more alpha brainwave state, And what happens in that alpha brainwave state through our meditation practice, we start having the miraculous, mesmerizing moments. Again, miraculous, mesmerizing moments in our life where we're truly, where we're truly living in the world but not of the world. You know, we really start having more miraculous, more mesmerizing life experiences because we're vibrating at a level, we're having a life experience that's just more open, much more grounded, much more aware, much more self-evolved, much more compassionate. And in this way that we enlighten up our days, enlighten up our lives, enlighten up our thought process, enlighten up our actions, our words, our deeds. When everything starts to enlighten up, we start vibrating at a different level. And this is absolute quantum physics. Physics science can prove all of this. So when we start vibrating at a different level, we start having different life experiences. Now, just take the journey with me this morning. You don't have to subscribe to anything that I'm saying. Just take it on, wear it for a minute as a coat, and then when the airwaves drop, or even before the airwaves drop, take off the coat if it's not resonating with you. But here's what happens. So we are living on a multidimensional plane. We are having a lot of different life experiences at one time. Our consciousness, when it's not honed in, tuned in, refined, we have one, usually one life experience on the physical plane, which is the majority of these millions and millions of people on the planet. Everyone's just kind of having this physical, earthling experience. But what happens when we start meditating and start getting still? What happens is we start stilling the monkey mind. And when we start stilling the monkey mind, the alpha brainwaves, the natural alpha brainwaves that are in an infant, you know, an infant that's all sparkly and pretty and shiny, happy from the inside out, when we start dumbing down, if you will, and using that word on purpose, because you're intentionally dumbing down the ego versus the ego trying to dummy down your brilliant state of consciousness. So when we start dummying down the ego through meditation, through cultivating more alpha brain waves in the body temple, meditation is one of them. I would say meditation, meditation, meditation. If you do one thing for the rest of your life, I would sit, get still, empty the mind. It doesn't matter if there's mantra, mudra, community, not community. It doesn't matter where you're sitting, how you're sitting. It doesn't matter if you're lighting an incense or lighting a candle. It doesn't matter. all that matters is that we close our eyes and we get still and we learn to empty the mind, because ultimately, learning how to enlighten up even in the midst of life's challenges, which is the reason why we tune into Enlighten Up Radio, when we learn to enlighten up in the midst of life's challenges, when life is happening, we don't have a minute to stop and say, hold on, let me turn on the incense. It's a little bit weird in this energy. You don't have the luxury of always doing that, of tuning out and turning on. So learning to meditate and learning to still the mind, learning your own self-mastery in meditation so you can truly still the mind, is really what self-mastery begins and ends and is all about. Because with this dominion over the monkey mind, with the dominion over the mind processing so much all the time, when we learn to turn that down, tone it down, turn it off even, we start experiencing the different multidimensional layers of life. If you watch the movie Interstellar, if you haven't seen that, I highly recommend you going and checking that movie out. Really exceptional film. Exceptional film. And what that film was able to pretty eloquently do on film, what was able to capture on film and convey, is the fact that there are multidimensions happening at one time. And we have these life experiences on our own. We don't have to be in a movie called Interstellar to experience it. We do need to start cultivating more alpha brainwaves so we have an energetic that's more available to noticing what's already happening. I'll repeat that. We do need to start cultivating more alpha brainwaves so we can be available to the energies that are already happening at the same time. So here's a case in point example. I don't know what it is about Maui. Don't know what it is, but it's destiny for me to be there, because my ex-husband even owns property on the island. So whether I stayed married or not, my destiny was that all paths, all roads were leading to the Hawaiian Islands. Whether I stayed married or not, I ended up on Maui on my own, but to me, for sure. What the energetic, you know, when we get out of our own way, when we get out of our comfort zone, when we have new life experiences, the brain can actually open up and be more available to new ways of thinking, new ways of being. We do that intentionally when we go to school. Right? We do that intentionally when we go to a yoga class. We put ourselves in new situations where we can have bigger experiences than the ones that we're having. Same thing happens when we travel. Same thing happens when we meditate. It's all really the same thing. But the more we do different things, the more we get out of our comfort zone, the more we get out of our box, our boxes of thought forms, of physical boxes that we live in, the more we start cultivating new things in our life, the more we create new neural pathways, new roadways, new roadmaps for us to start filling with more alpha-type experiences. So my alpha experiences currently, and I know they're going to start expanding as I expand in consciousness, or maybe they'll just go deeper into what I'm already experiencing. I don't know. But what I do know is that I'm able to have multidimensional experiences at the same time. I can be at the top of Runyon Canyon in Hollywood, looking at the Hollywood sign to my left, and then all of a sudden looking out to the right, and where Hollywood should be, the city, is nothing but Pacific Ocean. I've shaken my head, what's going on here, thinking, you know, something was going on in my mind, but it wasn't. I was living in both places at one time. Then, while I was in Maui, there are these certain power spots on the planet, certain power spots within every house even that we live in. It's when the mind is empty. And there was this one spot in the home in Makawao on Maui that I was living in. Whenever I stood there, all I was doing was putting on my makeup in this one mirror, but it was what was happening in my mind. My mind was emptying. My mind is learning to empty in the most mundane tasks. So what's happening is the energetic of meditation is now infusing, that's a great word, infusing itself into my everyday experiences. And it happens, the more I can empty my mind in a way, in the vibration that's identical or similar to my meditation practice, meaning, as I sit still in my meditation practice and as I start doing that more, that, I'm making a sound on purpose, that kind of a feeling starts infusing itself into my regular day-to-day lifestyle. So I could just be sitting and putting on mascara and all of a sudden, I am in front of the mirror on Maui, but everything in my consciousness, everything in my physical plane looked like Maui in front of the mirror putting on my mascara. But everything else on the internal, whatever I was doing, I got so still that I tapped into the energetic of me being all the way in Aqaba, Jordan in the Middle East. It was what I tapped into was me being in the Middle East. It was a morning. It was a feeling of the Middle East. I could feel the air. There was a sense in my smell. Everything had the same energetic internally of being in Aqaba, Jordan in the Middle East, walking in the streets, going to teach a yoga class, waiting for a car, the driver to show up so I can go to my yoga class. All this is happening on the internal in me while I'm physically putting on my mascara. So while that's happening, I'm able to be in it and not of it. So the beauty of this self-loving, self-replicating universe is we can take very good examples, high truth examples, and bring them into our everyday life, our everyday living. So when I say learn to enlighten up in the midst of life's challenges, case in point example, look at how I was in the situation. I was physically present. I was getting ready for my day. I was in the world but not of the world, because at the same time, simultaneously, I was able to have an entirely different conscious experience of me being on a different plane. So I'm in it, but not of it. So I am in front of the mirror, having the experience in the mirror, yet the vibration inside of me is cultivating the experience in Aqaba, Jordan. So you take this literal example. Okay, these are tangible takeaway tools to bring into your workday, to bring into your work week, to bring into your service, to bring into everything. We can take this exact same experience and apply it to a very challenging life experience. What do I mean? So, if I can be standing in front of a mirror, physically going about, still engaging the physicality of what I'm doing, yet in my mind, I'm having an entirely higher different experience while I'm engaging on the physical. What about when life gets challenging? What about when you're faced with a confrontation? What about when we are triggered by something? What about when we're driving and we're triggered? What about when there's someone in front of us and we're triggered? Regardless, we can be in the world and not of the world, exactly the same way. With 6 minutes left on the show, I'm going to wrap this up. So this is the takeaway tangible homework that we're going to do, the takeaway tangible tool that we're going to do for this week. We're going to start having more mindful experiences of being in the world and not of it. Start noticing when things are happy in your world, and just start noticing your response or reactions to it. Don't be attached to it. Don't dummy down your happiness. Just start being in and not of. Just start cultivating a higher place of self-awareness. Similarly, exactly the same, I'd like you to do the same when you're starting to get triggered. Gain dominion. Learn to be in and not of the situation. My move out of Maui to L.A., could have been a very hectic, tumultuous, traumatic experience. Don't have a lot of time to explain it, but often is the case when when I leave Maui, when people leave Maui in the first place, not just me, leaving the island can be very, very interesting because of many reasons, which I can't get into right now, but plans kept changing. I needed to return the car. I needed to move again. I mean, all of these things that I haven't shared. But what I know from my experience, from my tangible tools, from my, not only from my invisible faith, but from my faith that comes from life experiences, I know it's always working out just fine. I know it's fine. So I'm able to navigate through the packing my things, returning the car, right in the midst of Mercury retrograde, which, yes, can have an impact on us. So I'm able to navigate through life in a much different way because I'm cultivating the awareness and simply with the intention of speaking it, of being in the world but not of the world. It's really quite simple. It's just simply another habit. It's a lot easier than we think it is. So, you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahaki, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in again. I want to thank Ricky Byers Beckwith for her musical inspiration, One with the One. Her beautiful music, I would inspire you to and navigate you to purchase more of her music. You know, when I talk about being in and not of the world, part of my spiritual toolbox is to pull out my Ricky BB old school songs from 16 years ago. And that will always put a restart button on my entire being. In fact, sometimes when I'm rushing and not having enough time to get still before the radio show, her music is so inspirational for me that just listening to the opening music and putting it on mute while the show's opening, I'm able to really align and navigate with it. Her music is very high in vibration. I really encourage you and invite you to pick up some of Ricky's music or sample it on YouTube. You know, you can buy it one song at a time for a dollar something. But I do want to encourage you because a lot of people ask me how. You know, Ricky's music is definitely part of my how. So I want to thank her always for the musical inspiration that she provides for me over the 16 years that I've known her. And also thank everyone for listening and all of my listeners from across the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much appreciated. Thanks for following me. Thanks for sharing the information with your following. And most of all, thank you for taking the time to tune in, turn on, and enlighten up. This is Lisa Sahaki with Enlighten Up Radio. Tremendous gratitude to be back home on the planet of LA in the state of California, where literally I am at home in such a different, more effulgent way. I want to thank all of my friends who are supporting me in the transition and getting here. I want to thank everyone on the island of Maui who created such a beautiful experience for me, and ultimately wishing you the happiest, most productive, whatever that means to you. Sometimes production means resting and doing nothing so we can regain our energy. So I want to really thank everyone for tuning in, turning on to Enlighten Up Radio one more Monday morning, sharing the information and really taking these tangible tools into your work week. This is Lisa Sahaki, and may the longtime sun shine upon you, may all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Wishing you a lovely, happy, miraculous, enlightening week. Love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will. Wanting to feel something moving in me. Moving like the fishes in the sea. Rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the real vibration. Sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the one.
was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. The living, when you're one with the one, with the one, one with the one, with the one. I'm watching the world and wondering why we live our lives with so much speed. What are we doing? If we don't learn from the past, are we moving way too fast? But really standing still, just trying to gain some speed with our mind and with our will, wanting to feel something greater inside, great like the river is wide.